Proclamation number 3500 of 28th of July, 1945. Desire of the Divine Word. Pay attention to my words. Anyone who desires to hear me consciously strives towards me, and my fatherly hand lovingly draws him up to me. For the love in him has become active which drives him towards me, and thus the spell has been broken which held the being captive for a long time. It has entered the circuit of my love from spiritual darkness and now inevitably finds the path to ascent. Whoever desires to hear me, be it through desire for my voice which resounds in his heart or desire for my word which he wants to receive from the Book of Books, be it through communication through human mouths which proclaim my word. He has already proven his affiliation to me through his desire, and I will remember him from that time on, and I will lovingly take care of his soul so that it will no longer sink back into the night of death but live forever. And I will also send him strength through my word at any time. He will always be strengthened, regardless of how he accepts my word. And anyone who converses with me in his desire to be united with me will be guided by me if he is unable to hear my voice. I order them and guide them through my spirit, which can now work in him. And thus every thought turned towards me will result in rich blessings, for my love takes hold of anyone who approaches me in thought and deed. No one will sink into the abyss whose heart has found me, whose will seeks me and who makes contact with me through loving actions, good thoughts and heartfelt prayer. He will also listen to my word in whatever form it is offered to him. And in it he recognizes the Father's voice from eternity, and thus he is saved for all eternity. The desire for my word testifies to the desire for me myself, who is the Word, the Truth, and eternal life. Anyone who desires my Word also desires the Truth and seeks to escape darkness and thus spiritual death. He finds the path to life which is shown to him in the Word. For this teaches love. But love redeems everything that is unfree and enslaved and makes it free and happy. And this is why I gave you my word, because I want to make you free and happy, and the aim will only be reached by the one who hears my word and follows it. Who lives in love as I command through my word. But only a person who is willing and able to love will desire my word. He respects my word. He seeks to live it out, he strives to fulfill my will because his heart's love is for me and he wants to live for my pleasure as long as he dwells on earth. Anyone who desires my word feels like my child which wants to be united with the Father forever. For anyone whose mind is turned away from me will not listen to my word, he will flee it and remain without strength in order to reach the aim of his life. But without my word no one can become blessed, without my word he is powerless to mature spiritually, and without my word he is far from my love which expresses itself in the word. I myself am the word, and I will only be where I am desired in the deepest heart. For my presence would be a coercion for the human being who does not desire my nearness, because my presence signifies emanation of love which would then seize the human being against his will and lead him to perfection. But I do not touch the human being's free will and can therefore only bestow my strength of love upon those people who sincerely desire it in their longing for me. And therefore reading or listening to my word is useless without an inner heart instinct. It gives the human being nothing. It imparts no strength, no realization and no spiritual success to him. With my word I myself want to be desired by a loving heart which pushes towards me. I pay attention to the slightest call, I satisfy the smallest desire, and I kindle the tiniest spark of love into greater fervor so that my living creation will feel my love once it has longed for me in its heart. And I let my word resound wherever a faint thought of me has arisen in order to make me recognizable and to stir up love for me. And anyone who once received my word and desire for me and drew strength from it will stay with my word forever, for again and again I will meet him in the word and his desire will increase until he can no longer live without my word and establishes the heartfelt bond with me, which constantly provides him with strength and light and ensures his eternal life. Anyone who desires my word desires me myself, and I will be with him in the word until the end of the world and for eternity. Amen.